I love that sound. It's like a melody. Sorry for slapping you. It took you so long to wake up. We need to chop chop. I don't have much time. Blink twice if you can hear my voice. Good boy. Is that your favorite word? You must be thinking, what are you doing here? Or who I am? I think I do owe you some form of an explanation. You're in the hospital right now, and I'm an anesthesiologist. You're currently under anesthesia, so you can't move or talk. I hope you don't mind the ball in the mouth. I don't need you to make any noises. I hope the ropes don't hurt you too much. They are just for extra precautions. Don't try to scream or talk, because the drugs are still in your system. If you're worried I'm going to kill you, I can reassure you, I'm not going to take your life. Why are you looking at this scalpel? I just love holding it. I'm not going to stab you with it. I'm not a surgeon. I'm not very good with knives. I'm just gonna play a game with you. A really fun game with my pesky little downvoter. You look so confused. Are you sure you know nothing about why this is happening? Should I refresh your memory? I think we should listen to this audio while we play my game. Do you recognize that moan?
Oh, yeah, just like that.
That's it. That's the look I was looking for. Waiting for. Fearful. Scared. Frightened. Don't be. I'm not a serial killer. You know whose moaning that is, right? Good boy. Blink twice again. Yes, this is me. You recognize my voice now. I know who you are, though. You are my hater. You downvote all my content. So this time, this very special time, you are going to be my new audio. So, how does it feel to just lay there and do nothing while I talk? This is a lot of fun for me, admittedly. I hope I'm not hurting you too much. I need to use some new accessories down here. For your balls, that is. Allow me to help you with this. This is what you always do while listening to me, Mistress Superior, Right. Stroking your cock. Is my jerking of your dick making you aroused? As you should be. I'm going to make you edge by force. Just a little bit over the top. Ooh, fuck. This thing is getting hard so easily. Though you can't make any sound, I hear you moaning all around the ball. Yeah, go ahead, moan, moan. Drool around it. It's hard to hold it in as I'm stroking your cock, isn't it? Those moans. It seems my voice just coaxes them out of you. They just automatically happen. I'm not that evil. I'll let you moan for me. I love your moan. Because I know how big your hate towards me is. You're moaning for your enemy, your most reviled creator. How humiliating for you. What a shame. But I hope you can hold your orgasm real well. Because I don't want you to come. And this knife is really sharp. You don't want me to swing this thing around you. I don't think. Gosh, to be honest, it was so hard to track you down. Lucky for a beautiful, gorgeous, fat, black goddess like myself. A bunch of people are helping me to find you. You don't need to try to talk. I know. It's so hard when you're under the influence of so many various neurological drugs. I bring you here not because I need any explanation to what you do. I know it's you. I need no confirmation of your identity either. I saw everything in your account. You downvote all my posts, even the music I share on my profile. Even my update post, you downvote. Why? Are you scared that your personal favorite voice actor can't make it into the top three of the hot page like I have on numerous occasions? So you need to bring everyone else down? Your downvote actually does sting me a bit. It's hard to get into the top post because I'm new and not as popular. And now your downvote is an even further detriment to me. You're not even a fan of mine, and you're hindering me. I must admit, your dedication is very admirable. You know, I will say, I even needed to change the time to post, just because I wanted to avoid you. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. They say a downvoter might be a bot. No. You're not a bot. You're fucking trash. At some point, I was thinking maybe you needed the attention. You're hungry for it, right? So today, and today only, I'm giving you what you ask for. All of my attention. To you. To your little friend here. I wonder, are you scared now? You must be thinking nothing will happen to you because nobody will know it's you behind the account. You must have always thought that. Can I ask a question? Is it fun to downvote people's content? Hiding behind your username, randomized letters and numbers. Thinking you're invincible. Unaffected by the damage you caused. You're wrong. You've been playing a game you don't fully understand, you see. Your click, your comment, it's all part of the bigger picture. Do you think you can discourage me from making content just because of your downvote? You may impede my rise to the top of the subreddits I choose to bless with my voice. You may even try to discourage others from listening to me because you yourself don't like me. But listen closely. I will give you more. I can and will make so much content until you're tired of downvoting them. Do you realize that your actions have consequences? You've made the very unfortunate mistake of underestimating me. And now the tables turn. You're not gonna like the view from the other side of the table. I guarantee it. We start with this little thing here. You call a cock. I never thought that grown humans would have a size like this. This is a microcock. This is too small to get called a cock. I'm gonna give it a new name. A petite bite. Fun-sized, if you want to shorthand it. Because this is bite-sized. As in you put your teeth on it and snap. I know some people here would love to use this small bite-sized cock. One will keep the medicine going to keep you asleep. But your cock will still get hard because you won't be drugged enough. And another one. They will love to suck on it while you're in that same state. Some patients would love to use this because cock, whatever size, is still better than the plastic, according to some. This is just the beginning. I hope you can hold this one, because I'm not giving you permission to come. You need to hold it, or you're going to get more. You don't want to damage your little fun-sized cock, right? What do you think people will say if they watch this? Oh. Did I forget to mention that I'm filming this? I'm going to play with you until I need to go to the operation room. Oh. See, I'm a busy girl. They didn't even let me play with you. Why are you looking at me like that? Don't cry. You look awful. Are you trying to beg for mercy with those crocodile tears? Did I hurt your cock or your balls? I mean, that's the idea. To give you pain. Now I'm going to put you into a deep sleep, my good boy. I would say artificial coma would be the proper, more formal term to use. My lovely, lovely nurse Nora will take care of you. She is one of my good friends at the hospital. She's a good nurse, great nurse even. She loves playing with the sleeping guy. What do you call that? I think there's a word for it. Oh, I think it's called somnophilia. The perverse of dreamland. Nurse Nora loves that. Feeling sleepy? Just close your eyes. You can't get away from me now.